Unit 37, President Reagan's Witty Remarks. Nicknamed the Great Communicator, Ronald Reagan, February 6, 1911, to June 5, 2004, was one of the best political orators of the 20th century. Following is a collection of some classic Reaganisms. It's true hard work never killed anybody, but I figure, why take the chance? To wife Nancy after Hinckley's 1981 assassination attempt, "Honey, I forgot to duck." "I hope you're all Republicans," he told doctors who were about to operate on his bullet wounds. During a 1984 debate with Walter Mondale, "I'm not going to exploit, for political purposes, my opponent's youth and inexperience." In testing the microphone for his weekly radio address, Reagan declared, "My fellow Americans, I am pleased to tell you today I've just signed legislation which outlaws Russia forever. The bombing begins in 5 minutes." America is too great for small dreams. Abortion is advocated only by persons who themselves have not been born. We will always remember, we will always be proud, we will always be prepared, so we can always be free. You can tell a lot about a fellow's character by his way of eating jelly beans. Politics is supposed to be the second oldest profession. I have come to realize that it bears a very close resemblance to the first. Politics is a very rewarding profession. If you succeed, there are many rewards. If you disgrace yourself, you can always write a book. Mr. President, TV reporter Sam Donaldson yelled out at Reagan after a 1982 press conference, "In talking about the continuing recession tonight, you have blamed the mistakes of the past and you've blamed Congress. Does any of the blame belong to you?" Reagan responded, "Yes, because for many years I was a Democrat." But with these considerations firmly in mind, I call upon the scientific community in our country, those who gave us nuclear weapons, to turn their great talents now to the cause of mankind and world peace, to give us the means of rendering these nuclear weapons impotent and obsolete. Now, so there will be no misunderstanding, it's not my intention to do away with government, it is rather to make it work, work with us, not over us, to stand by our side, not ride on our back. Government can and must provide opportunity, not smother it. Foster productivity, not stifle it. Well, this administration's objective will be a healthy, vigorous, growing economy that provides equal opportunity for all Americans, with no barriers born of discrimination.